Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Cameron Camp. Hi, Cameron. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. Good to be here.
You know, we especially appreciate you joining us from Hong Kong, as you are at the AVAR conference. For our audience who might not know what the AVAR conference is, can you tell us a little about this?
It's the Conference of the Asian Antivirus Vendors. And so that's representative of folks here in Hong Kong, also in Eastern Asia, and really throughout. It's an important conference. There's folks here from throughout the world, from the U.S. and really around the world. But it talks about the emerging markets in Asia. Obviously, a lot of internet usage here. And that's accelerating as the business centers become more and more sophisticated here. And of course, they have some of the threats as they emerge and as they go online, especially in mass, that the U.S. and other parts of the world have been dealing with for quite some time.
And I know you presented, especially about educating users on current threats and threats we've yet to see. Can you tell us a little bit more about your presentation?
Yeah. So the idea is that the education systems, from the time that a threat hits the streets, so to speak, there's always an education time lag. But with the compressed acceleration of technology and the acceleration of malware, especially from mobile devices and all the different devices that are now web-enabled, suddenly the lag time becomes quite an issue. And my value proposition for that was that we need to embed education into the products, we being the whole security industry, and make them run in such a way that they self-learn as well. They adapt to the environment, because it takes too long to get the education out to people from the time that something happens.
You know, right.
In some cases, my mom's still trying to figure out about things 5 years ago. If the pace accelerates, she has really no way of expecting to stay safe online, and that's a real problem that the industry needs to address.
And what are some of the best practices from an education standpoint that can be used and should be used?
You know, there was a quote that I heard at one of the talks yesterday. Well, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what yesterday and tomorrow is. We're 16 hours ahead of where I'm normally at. And the quote was this: if you do two things, you're probably going to be okay. First is, there's only two types of people that ask for your password: thieves and idiots.
Right.
If you give it to a thief, you obviously have the problems that you expect. And the second is, if you give it to an idiot, they're going to screw up and give it to a thief.
Right. What are some of the education tools that the industry can use to help?
There's a large push towards distributed systems that are able to scan using multiple engines or multiple services. So, for example, they aggregate the different scan engines that different people have and network sensors, and they sort of put them all together in one big sort of super scanner. And that kind of thing, I think, will be scanning not only at endpoint, but also across the network. And traditionally, there's been issues with speed to do that, you know, obviously to respond quickly. But, you know, the vendors are getting better and better at it. We understand more and more about what is, typical signs of a threat. And so we're able to address that a little bit better than in the past. So that's a promising technology.
And do we still see, I guess, from a end user perspective, that the same old tricks are still working?
Yes. Well, more specifically, scammers are after low-hanging fruit. And here in Asia, and I'm looking out the window on the 29th floor across Kowloon Bay, and, you know, somebody said there's a billion people in China. Well, let's say 5% of them in a year go online. And now they have access to, you know, internet and probably some amount of income, and they're going to be transacting online. So, you know, the 1% or a couple percentage point of people who do act securely online is far outstripped by the number of new users, especially in emerging markets like this, that are coming online.
Absolutely. Anything else that you've seen that's interesting discussions at the conference?
I think there is a real sense of commitment among all the security vendors to make things safe for people who don't find themselves to be the power users. Keeping the messaging simple and, you know, coming up with simple tools that people can. Basically, the analogy I drew on my talk was back when cars hit the road, so to speak, when in the early 1900s, I mean, people got hit by cars. And yes, it was a complex physics problem, and, you know, with lots of equations as to why you get, you know, killed when you cross the road and get hit by a car. But what it comes down to is you need simple messaging. And the simple messaging was look both ways before you cross the road. That compresses a lot of information into a very small package, and one that you can teach your kids. And that's where we need to start teaching this, is with our kids, so they don't get, you know, so to speak, killed online.
Cameron, as always, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us. If you have any additional questions for the ESET research team, you can email them at askeset@eset.com. You can also like and follow ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.